The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod.
March 22nd.
The logbook.com's escape pod is still in flight, exploring the futuristic, the fantastic, and the unmistakably geeky. I'm Earl Green, and for the next few minutes, I'll guide you through what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1982, Space Shuttle Columbia took off for the third time, the third of four proving flights for the brand new shuttle system.
10, we are go for main engine ignition. 8, 7, 6, 5. We have main engine ignition.
For the first time, a shuttle stayed in orbit for over a week, but bad weather at the usual California landing site meant the shuttle's first and only landing at White Sands, New Mexico. In 1993, Intel shipped the first Pentium chips. Remember those? And in 1995, a space endurance record was broken as cosmonaut Valery Polyakov returned home from Russian space station Mir, having spent a record-shattering 438 days in orbit. That's still the record for the longest individual spaceflight by a human being. In 2010, the Spirit Mars rover, its wheels stuck in Martian soil, made its last contact with Earth before a dust storm covered its solar panels, silencing Spirit forever. Originally designed to operate for 3 months, Spirit roamed the surface of Mars for almost 7.5 years, covering 5 miles of the Martian surface. Born today in 1931, the captain himself, William Shatner.
It is mutiny! Deliberate, vindictive, insane in space! But mutiny is charge and encouragement of mutiny. Dr. McCoy, Mr. Scott, you heard it. On the basis of these statements, I call for an immediate vote by the powers granted to me as captain of the Enterprise. A recess is declared to be followed by a vote.
Yes, sir.
Silence! You will be silent!
Twin Peaks composer and frequent David Lynch collaborator Angelo Badalamenti was born today in 1937. The late Mary Tam, who played the first incarnation of Time Lady Romana on Doctor Who, was born today in 1950.
You're sulking.
I'm not sulking.
That's ridiculous for somebody as old as you are.
I'm not old. What?
759.
756. That's not old, it's just mature.
You've lost count somewhere.
Well, I ought to know my own age.
Yes, but after the first few centuries, I expect things get a bit foggy, don't they?
On this day in 1976, on location in Tunisia, a rising young director named George Lucas filmed the first footage of his new movie, Star Wars. Between dust storms, malfunctioning props, the language barrier with the locals, and a budget of only $11 million, Lucas had his work cut out for him. There was still no clear indication that he had a hit on his hands until the movie opened in May 1977. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, thelogbook.com's over 500-page continuing guide to Doctor Who. Vorp 2 is now available in print or ebook form. Catch up on the 2012 and 2013 seasons, spin-off series such as Torchwood, The Sarah Jane Adventures in K-9, and the long-running audio adventures. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.